Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Podcast Network Asia.
This episode may include topics, references, or discussions around sexual assault, domestic violence, stalking, physical violence, or subject matters that may be disturbing to some of our listeners. We do acknowledge that this content may be difficult. We also encourage you to care for your safety and well-being.
Shocking, sad, revealing, and deeply researched, PH Murder Stories podcast covers the true account of infamous killings and true crime stories from the Philippines.
There's no such thing as questions, just hidden answers. Stay tuned as we revisit the inconceivable crimes that exist.
Some listeners may find the following content of PH Murder Stories highly disturbing due to its graphic nature. PH Murder Stories does not condone nor promote violence of all sorts.
Viewer discretion is advised. On December 23, 2018, a woman's lifeless body, sealed with duct tape, was found wrapped in a black garbage bag inside a brown box in Baseco, Manila. Based on a tip from a Grab driver who witnessed the dumping of her body, authorities immediately uncovered the two male foreigners that had something to do with a young woman's killing. The victim's name is Tommy Michelle Masters. She is a 23-year-old from Indiana, USA. Earlier, she arrived in the Philippines together with her boyfriend, Troy Woody, and his friend Mir Islam. Both men are said to be American hackers with business ventures in the Philippines.
You are listening to the PH Murder Stories podcast, and this is the 15th episode of Season 3.
Pasado alas dos ng madaling araw, isang kahon ang pinapasok ni Namir Islam at Troy Woody Jr., mga American national, sa EUV na minamaneho ng Grab driver na si John Kimba. Mula sa pickup point sa isang condominium unit sa Mandaluyong City, nagpahatid ang dalawa sa isang mall sa Maynila. Pero pagdating sa mall, bigla raw nagpahatid sa Pasig River sa bahagi ng Baseco compound sa Maynila ang dalawa.
Gusto daw niya dumaan dun sa Pasig River. Tapos pagdating po doon, nagulat na lang po, bigla nilang binaba yung box doon. Tapos mayroon narinig po ang kalabog. Tapos ayun, alam ko na na may iba pong nangyayari.
Dahil nagduda, pagbaba ng dalawa sa ermita, tumawag na ng pulis si Kimba. Pinuntahan ng MPD Station 5 ang lugar kung saan nakita na ang laman ng kahon ay ang bangkay ng 23 anyos na American national na si Tommy Michelle Masters, nakabalot sa garbage bag at duct tape. Agad na aresto ang mga suspect. Kita ang mga kalmot sa katawan ni Woody na nobyo ng biktima. Pero itinanggi niya na may kinalaman siya sa insidente.
I did not kill my girlfriend. No, I did not kill her. All I know is that I put the box into the car with another with that guy that's in there. I just loaded the box into the car with him. But the box is not mine.
Depensa naman ni Islam, nagpatulong lang daw sa kanya si Woody kaya pumunta siya sa condo unit nito. Bumili raw sila ng garbage bag, kahon at duct tape dahil sabi raw ni Woody, meron siya mga basurang itatapon. Wala raw ang biktima sa condo dahil sabi raw ni Woody sa kanya, nasa the Netherlands ito.
I was standing outside of the, sitting outside of the door for two and a half hours. No screaming, no nothing. So you will see, while I was there, that girl did not die. If she died, she died maybe 2 days ago, 3 days ago, I don't know. But when I went in that room, it was scattered, there was no body. When we go in the mall, he just said, I cannot see any garbage place. Let's go to Pasig, river. And then I said, okay. So I told the driver, hey, take us to Pasig River. I will pay you more cash, no problem.
We found out doon sa cadaver doon sa crime scene is wala naman siya mga sugat. Maari isa sa mga kinamatay niya siguro sa nasuffocate, ano? Nasuffocate o kaya nasakal kasi wala naman siyang mga sugat at siya ay natagpuan doon sa crime scene na tinanggal doon sa wrap around na plastic bag, black plastic bag. Wala po siyang naked na siya,
ibig sabihin
wala na siyang damit.
Ayun po, nung nasakay ko po sila, pinakyat po nila ako dun sa parking ng Abida Tower 1. Tapos yun nga po, may sinakay po silang box na malaki pong box. Tapos nung nasakay ko na po sila, hinatid ko na po sa kanila yung sa drop-off po, sa Robinson Place. Tapos pagdating po doon, di po sila bumaba at sinabi nila sa akin na doon na lang daw po sa Pasig River. Tapos pagdating po doon, ayun, kinuha po nila yung box at tinapong po doon sa gilid. Tapos agad-agad pong sumakay agad sila sa akin, pabalik. Tapos binaba ko rin po doon sa Robinson Place. Tapos pagkababa po, pumunta na po ako sa police station.
Based on a report from BuzzFeed News, Tommy Michelle Masters moved out of her hometown in Indiana and worked for 3 years at a medical marijuana facility in California, USA. She later gave up on her job and went with her boyfriend, Troy Woody, and his friend, Mir Islam, to the Philippines to work on their business ventures. Troy Woody and his friend, Mir Islam, were said to be part of the notorious underground Nazi hacktivist group, a hacking collective described as internet activists claiming to combat an internet censorship bill in the U.S. Congress. The group later became infamous for swatting, stealing credit card information, and publishing private data of celebrities and politicians. Both Woody and Islam were already under the FBI's radar for previous hacking offenses before the killing of Tommy Michelle Masters.
A few days before Christmas Day in 2018, authorities were alerted by John Kenneth Kimba, a Grab car driver, who reported that two foreigners booked a ride from Avida Towers in Mandaluyong City to Robinson's Place Mall in Ermita, Manila. However, the driver felt something was wrong because his two passengers also loaded a sizable brown box in the trunk of his vehicle and requested to take both of them to Baseco compound. In context, Baseco is a barangay located in the port area of the nation's capital, just beside the Pasig River, and is known for having one of the largest urban poor community projects in the Philippines. Sadly, the area is also known for many heinous crimes and other illegal activities.
As they arrived at the Baseco compound, Woody and Islam unloaded the box from the vehicle and swiftly dumped it on the river. After disposing of the box, the passengers insisted the driver bring them to their original destination at Robinson's Place, Manila, where they both got off. The driver was utterly suspicious about both men's actions, which led him to report his doubts to the Manila Police Department.
The police went straight to Baseco and found the naked body of Tommy Michelle Masters, wrapped in a black garbage bag and sealed with duct tape inside a brown box. After the autopsy, Police Chief Senior Superintendent Moises Villaseran informed the public that suffocation was the cause of her death. In a follow-up operation, policemen arrested Woody and Islam at a nearby condominium unit in Robinson's Place, Manila that belonged to Islam.
Before locating their whereabouts, the cops coordinated with barangay officials near the Robinson's Mall in Ermita, who showed them footage taken by CCTV cameras that helped them track down the suspects. According to initial reports, the victim was believed to have been strangled to death inside the condominium unit she shared with her boyfriend at Avida Towers in Mandaluyong City on Saturday night or early Sunday morning. The condo unit was reserved by both Masters and Woody online before they arrived in the Philippines.
As for the testimonies of both suspects, the lead investigator said, quote, "If you ask the boyfriend, he will point to his friend as the killer. But if you ask the other suspect, he would say it was his friend who killed her." Unquote. Authorities also conducted a medical examination on the suspects that uncovered scratch marks all over Woody's body, which indicates that Tommy Michelle Masters fought hard to stay alive but was overpowered by her killers. Both Woody and Islam were charged with murder and are currently on trial.
Amid the ongoing trial, Woody and Islam requested to be moved to a particular detention facility for foreigners accused of violating Philippine law. Since their arrests, both men who had visibly lost weight complained of the conditions of their cells. However, the judge assigned to their case did not grant the request.
Woody and Islam's stories had changed significantly from the days after Tommy Michelle Masters' death, when each implicated the other in the killing. In a separate interview with BuzzFeed News, Islam claimed that Masters died from asphyxiating on her own vomit and that throwing her body in the river had been a misguided attempt at a burial. Islam implied that he and Woody had false stories when they were initially apprehended because they were hungry. He said, quote, "When we were arrested, we were not given any food or anything, so we were both very delusional," unquote.
Islam also said that the FBI was hindering his defense, claiming that FBI agents had threatened to plant drugs on his Filipina fiancée to make her testify against him. He asserted that the FBI was obsessed with him because of his past hacking offenses, for which he served several years in federal prison. Meanwhile, Woody, the victim's boyfriend, insists that he was innocent and truly loved his girlfriend. He also said they got engaged because they were ready to get married. In addition, both suspects claimed that the FBI, working with the U.S. Embassy in the Philippines, illegally seized their property without authorization, including laptops containing a lot of Bitcoin. Regardless, despite the efforts of the two perpetrators to prolong their trial, this case appears to be a slam dunk.
Meanwhile, the grandmother of Tommy Michelle Masters, Sandy Morris, debunks Woody's claims, telling reporters that she never trusted him. According to Morris, her granddaughter became tired of her life in the Philippines and wanted to return to her hometown in Indiana. Initially, she begged her to stay in the U.S., but Tommy Michelle Masters wanted to travel all over the world and was blinded by Troy Woody's bogus promises. Shortly before the saddening death of Tommy Michelle Masters, she deleted all her pictures with Woody together from her social media pages and posted online that she wanted to go back home.
On the other hand, the victim's father, Sean Masters, was expecting her daughter to fly home on December 17, 2018. Unfortunately, she never made it home, and instead received devastating news from a U.S. Embassy representative in Manila about his daughter's murder. The victim's father believes that Woody and Islam killed his daughter. He told reporters that Woody distracted his daughter, then his friend Islam sneaked up on her from behind and suffocated her with a plastic bag. According to Sean Masters, quote, it would explain how she and Woody both had scratches on their bodies. She fought, but she couldn't do anything about Islam, the coward, coming from behind, unquote.
Tommy Michelle Masters, as her family describes her on her GoFundMe page, was a beautiful soul taken so brutally and far too soon. She was only 23 years old at the time of her death. Her boyfriend, Troy Woody, an identified hacker and fraudster, promised the whole world to her but ended up killing her with his friend Mir Islam. She fought and clawed to stay alive, but she was suffocated to death, then was dumped in Manila's unofficial, most infamous body dumping area.
Thank you for listening to PH Murder Stories.
If you like this episode, give us a 5-star rating on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
You can also support our show on Patreon. Any amount you donate would benefit our team to keep doing what we love, which is to provide more true crime episodes for our listeners. Link in the description.
For further updates from our show, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at PH Murder Stories. And subscribe to our YouTube channel at PH Murder Stories.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.